All right, welcome to the Loving Truth Podcast. I'm your host today, Mike Shira, and today's topic is what to do with Charlie Kirk. It has been 1 week since he was gunned down, murdered in cold blood, assassinated on a college campus in Utah. Now, I remember 9/11, 2001, and I'll always remember where I was on that day, sitting with my men's group in Coco's in Woodbridge in Irvine, California. And all I wanted to do at that moment was go home and process it with my wife. And I'll remember 9/10/25, and I'll always remember where I was. I was sitting in the church office with my colleague Brian Bush, and seriously, it was like I just wanted to go home and process it. And it kind of wrecked me for hours, really, because I had a pit in my stomach because an image bearer, and someone in the image of God, had been murdered in cold blood and very publicly. And I saw a video that I wish I could unsee. And I will just tell you, I wasn't looking to see a gory video, but I happened upon one of the reports that showed far too much for my queasy stomach. And so right now, I think it's been 7 days since he was assassinated in Utah, Charlie Kirk. And he went into an atmosphere on a college campus where he invited people who disagreed with him to come and ask questions. He invited open dialogue. If you've ever seen any of his videos, you can see that he fairly and firmly stood up for the faith and for faithfulness and shared his faith in Christ. And he went into places where there wasn't a lot of like-minded folks or easy protection. And he didn't hide behind a keyboard. And he went to the people, and that took, I think, a great amount of faith. And, you know, we talk about things like taking up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one, okay? And, you know, when we talk about that, we're not talking about wearing a real shield or a vest made out of Kevlar, a bulletproof vest, or some kind of ballistic vest to give resistance to a bullet. Obviously, military, law enforcement, those in high-risk professions often do that. Charlie Kirk was in a high-risk profession. And his wife and kids were on the front line by default. And again, he consistently stood up for the truth. He loved the truth. He spoke the truth. He engaged many with the truth. And he enraged many that believe lies. And I would just ask the question today, what to do with Charlie Kirk? Okay, what do you do with Charlie Kirk? And I have six things I want to share with you, okay? Six things that literally is the way that I'm thinking. And I hope that you would think this way too, because it's biblical, okay? And I want to start off by reading a passage of Scripture, Colossians chapter 3, beginning at verse 12, going to verse 17, okay? Here's how it reads. This is written to believers in Jesus Christ. Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you. So also you must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I want to point out in verse 15, it says, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Rule there literally means to act as a referee in your hearts, to act as an arbiter. So you're literally fighting with your own maybe sinful thoughts of what you might want to think, or do, and really let the peace of Christ override that. And then the next verse says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. So the outflow of the word of Christ dwelling in you richly should be good things, not disgusting things. But what do you do with Charlie Kirk? I've run into probably too many people this week that I thought would be, I don't know, loving and kind and respectful. And instead, they want to pick out, and these are Christians, want to pick out what they think Charlie Kirk did wrong. Some of them the very day he died, some of them the day after, some of them days after. It's like, wait a minute. Hey, believers, let's wake up and do what's right, okay? Let me give you six things of what I think you should do with Charlie Kirk, okay? Number one, mourn his death. Mourn his death. I think we should mourn the death of any notable figure in the public eye that is killed in some way like this, like, or just when you find out they died, like, don't, if there's someone who's like a, you know, political or ideological enemy of yours, quote unquote, don't rejoice when they die or just say, or they asked it upon themselves, or they called it upon themselves, or they brought it upon themselves, and like, mourn their death. Just an image bearer has died. Are they in heaven or are they in hell? That's what we should be thinking about. So number one, mourn his death. And he's a believer in the Lord Jesus. He was very clear about the gospel. He was very outspoken about the gospel and very, very firm with it and very loving with it. Mourn his death. Number two, pray for his family, his dear wife and two young children, ages, I think, 1 and 3, who loved him dearly and he loved dearly. Pray for them. Okay. Number three. So number one, mourn his death. Number two, pray for his family. Number three, highlight the good. Okay. When someone dies, you eulogize them. Okay. What does that mean to eulogize? It literally means to speak well of the dead. I'm a pastor and I've done a lot of funerals, and I don't remember any funerals where people get up and then say, this is where I disagreed with this guy so much, and this is where I think he was wrong, this guy or this gal. No. When someone dies, and especially right after they die, highlight the good. I heard a soundbite the other day when President Trump heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg had died. And literally, here's the soundbite. It was something like, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Supreme Court Justice, has just died. And there's a pause, and he says something like, seriously, she just died? And there's a moment of silence, and he's like, something like, she's lived an amazing life. And he said good words about her. They didn't agree with each other, but who cares in that moment? She died. Highlight the good. Pick out something good. Be a believer in Jesus and do something good. Bless someone with your words, instead of causing some cognitive dissonance where they hear you literally spewing some things and maybe you cover it over with, but I know he died and all of that, but, no, let's not put the but in there, okay? So number one, mourn their death. Number two, pray for his family. This is what you do with Charlie Kirk, mourn his death. Number two, pray for his family. Number three, highlight the good he did, eulogize him. Number four, be respectful. I've just heard some people say some outlandish things, and I think bearing false witness even. So, like, you don't know. You weren't there. Please don't go there. And then number five, be repentant. If you sin in thought, word, or deed, repent of it. Ask forgiveness from the Lord and anyone you infected with that. And then, okay, number six, really quickly, live for Jesus in the gospel. Live for Jesus in the gospel right now. I mentioned in one of my sermons on Sunday, in one of the three sermons, I think it was maybe third hour. I can't remember. I really can't. I think it was third hour. I talked about how I had heard some sound bites that were just, from people that were taking things out of context that Charlie Kirk had supposedly said in a certain way. And I said, how would you like it if everything you said in the past week was recorded, and then we could just selectively pick things out of context and make it sound like you're saying this, that, or the other? And, that one resonated with everyone. Everyone's sitting there nodding like, okay, I get that. Yeah, nobody wants that to happen to them. Okay, so what do we do with Charlie Kirk? Do the right thing. Number one, mourn his death. Number two, pray for his family. Number three, highlight the good, eulogize. Number four, be respectful. Don't bear false witness. Number five, be repentant when you sin. And number six, live for Jesus and the gospel, dear Christian. All right, that's really all I have for you today. So I'm just going to end it there and say I really appreciate you tuning in today. I hope this helps you. I hope this encourages you. And have a wonderful day, and see you next time on the podcast.